Good morning.
How are you all?
Here this morning, I'm glad. So,
we're a little brief today. It's good for us to know that. Just for, you ready? The way you got to get it. All right. Alpha and Omega. Have you heard that?
Yes.
This is the text of Revelation today. He's the Alpha, he is the Omega. The beginning and the end.
All right. So, beginning and end. Two ends, right? So, you have the beginning of the pew, the end of the pew. You ready? Got it? So, I am sitting at the beginning of the pew, and now I am sitting... You are not existentialists. There are not two beginnings. I'm sitting at the end of the pew. The beginning of the pew. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. So that's pretty cool. So here are what those letters look like in Greek. I don't know if we have any Alpha Omega things around here, do we?
Nope.
I don't see any. You never know. Things show up. There's probably a pew cushion. Where are you pointing? The Paschal candle has an Alpha. That's this one. What does it look like? It's like an A. Alpha. And what does this look like? Omega. Good. You know what they said in the first service? A head. And I got to looking through it, they all look like heads. Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. We're used to straight lines, beginning and end, right? Well,
so,
I want to see this.
Where's the end?
What's that? It's a sphere, so there's no beginning and there's no end. Where's the beginning of the circle? I'm hiring you for my side effects, sound effects. Dun, dun, dun. Well, here's... I don't really think of this. Omega could be... Someone will go get it. No idea. So when God being Alpha and Omega,
I tend to
think of it more like this. Like God being all
around us,
and Omega beginning and end. And we are
always, forever in God. So when you hear that text, I am Alpha and Omega, I hope that you'll think of maybe
a sphere
with all of those different colors on it. And a little picture that says,
thank you. These are circles to help you remember maybe how Alpha and Omega.
And
you joy, guys.